Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun and in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm twirling all over the place. Yesterday I had to go to Chicago, so every now and then I'll take off. So I apologize for not sending out a teaching. I just had to get up super early. But my mind is kind of spinning right now because I'm in the middle of broadening, I would say, my understanding of the Word. And when there's new information or when there's a more in-depth thing that I might not understand, I'll reread it a bunch. But then on top of that, I'll start working the Word and trying to figure it out. And yeah, it's just one of those things that my mind is kind of spinning all over the place. But I want to start off with this. If you go to Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." This word, this revelation from God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto my path. And when you think about walking in darkness, and I'm not sure if you have, but I have experienced this, especially when it's dark here. If you don't have light and you're trying to walk somewhere and there's things in your way that you might stub your toe on or that you might run into, it's really nice to turn that light on. The word, the spoken word of God, this revelation is a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. It'll show you where you could run into something. Well, that's something I just love that verse. And this morning I was reading in Ephesians, and this came up, and I thought about this verse as a result. It says, "For ye were once in darkness," or the darkness of blindness. One time before Jesus Christ and before you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're walking around in darkness. You can stub your toe. You can run into something. "Ye were once darkness, for you were once darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord," and this is in Christ, "walk," or set your course of life, "as children of light." You are light. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the light's turned on. And you can choose to walk with that light on, or you could choose to walk without the light on. You can turn the light off and turn the light on. It's all dependent on how you want to walk. But this is saying set your course of light of life with the lights on. And the only way you could turn on that light, well, first of all, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have Christ in you, therefore there is light. But the more you read this stuff, the more you work the word, the lighter it gets. I mean, you could just see, it's incredible to me that you get these things through reading and setting your course of mind in this stuff, because it just shows you the errors of your way. Like, I mean, for me, I was a dreamer. I was always kind of chasing this thing. But once you read, "Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire for what's pursued thereby." And you activate that word in your life and you say, "No, I'm not going to live in this thing where I'm always chasing. I'm going to live right now. I'm going to start living with what I see." Every moment of my life, I'm going to change my mind to what I see and not what I'm pursuing. It affects your life. It'll stop you from doing things that's not accurate. Verse 9, "For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto Christ, and have no partnership with the unfruitful works of the darkness, but rather reprove or convict them." The carnal nature that's in us, that carnal nature is walking towards death. It's walking towards darkness. Reprove it. Turn on the lights. Verse 13, But all things that are reproved are made manifest or shown by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Whatsoever reveals is light. The word reveals the truth. This word reveals the truth in your life. Verse 14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." We are born body and soul, And you have the spirit once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. The body and soul is carnal. It walks towards the state of death. The spiritual state is of life and light. Reprove the hidden things of darkness. Reprove the carnal nature. Walk in God's light. If you jump over to Ephesians, it's chapter 4, verse 23. And be renewed. And this implies that the whole course of your life is in a different direction. And be renewed. Change the direction in the spirit of your mind or your reflective consciousness, your spirit or your desires and in your actions. Change your entire course of life. Change your actions and whatever in your reflective conscience, and put on like a t-shirt the new spiritual nature, that new spiritual man, that which after God is created in righteousness or uprightness and of a truth, holiness or godliness. As godliness is having that relationship with God. You got to put on life, life in all of its manifestations. And that comes through the word, and that comes through believing specifically in what you hear, having a confirmed conviction on this, and changing your mind, being renewed, renewing, setting your whole course of life in a different way. Turn the lights on, I guess is where I'm going with this. That's it. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ, never to Jesus Christ. Have a great one. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you do for us and just your continual blessings. I pray for everything that's going on, that you calm my spirit, calm my mind, and just continually take care of the businesses. And I pray for today that the other thing goes well and that it just get us through it and get out of the product. I thank you again for my family and for what we're doing. I pray that you give me just strength and energy to get done with everything that needs to get done around the property, and also showing me the correct way to guide the businesses, I guess, and continually push. So I thank you for everything you do for us and for your people and for your son, Christ Jesus, what he did for us, and for a great day. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.